Welcome back to SLMA Radio and our rotating series of programs. This week, it's Outstanding Outbound, a monthly program with our host, Marianne Vanilla, author and CEO of the Vanilla Group. Her program explores the growing field of outbound lead generation, particularly for large deals. This program is sponsored by the Vanilla Group. Welcome, Marianne.
Great to be back for another show.
Yeah. I got so much comments over the last time we were here, and, you know, I'm always amazed at some of the comments that say, outbound, I thought that was dead.
You know, this is what I always say. It's bad calls have always been dead. But people will take calls. I mean, it's just part of doing business. I had a client a while back. I remember we were having lunch, and he said, I could never do what you do. And I said, well, do you call people you don't know? And he said, yeah, all the time. I said, that's all we do.
Yeah, right.
But when you put some icky script, somebody that doesn't know how to have a peer-level conversation or doesn't really know all the ins and outs of that kind of engagement and executive engagement, then, you know, you're going to kind of have a train wreck out there. And those are the kind of calls that people can't stand.
Well, today you're going to talk about something that's going to perk up everybody's ears again here and cause some controversy. Coaching reps real time using AI is real. Tell me about that. How can you use AI to get involved in outbound calling?
Yeah, do you have Chris on the line?
We do. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent. I'm so glad you were able to join me today.
How are you guys going to weave in artificial intelligence? Is that just a trick to get me to listen here, or is it really some benefit to AI in outbound calling?
Hey, I'm going to introduce Chris real quick because he's the founder. It's Chris Contes. He's the founder of Balto Software, and it is probably one of the coolest AI apps I've seen that can coach people out on the front lines, and everything from your frontline people, the customer support, to your more senior account management. I mean, anybody that's having conversations, you can dial this in so you're getting better conversation. So I was really excited to have Chris today because we're going to talk about that, because really there's a new landscape. And I think, you know, one of the things to talk about is there's some newer characteristics of sales organizations where coaching is so critical. What kind of things are you seeing, Chris, that this made sense from a timing perspective for your solution?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think there's actually kind of three major things that are kind of making this particular technology appealing right now. The biggest one is that customer experience is at an all-time high. So in the old days, if a consumer had a bad experience, their microphone was, you know, only their friends and their close network. But now they have so many social channels that a bad experience or a good experience can kind of multiply outward, which is a really important reason to invest in sort of those frontline conversations. The second thing I think we're seeing is it's a hot job market right now. So a lot of companies are either having to pay a lot for really good salespeople or kind of settle for less experienced people. And when you settle for less experienced people, there's nothing wrong with that, but they need to be on the phones working, and it's hard to train them and have them handle the volume at the same time. And you want to ramp them as fast as you can. So the ability for AI to come in and while they're on the calls, coach them and improve the conversations they're having simultaneously is particularly valuable. And then the last point is just the technology is available now. You know, in the old days, if you had reps who were struggling or you wanted to do more coaching, you just had to hire more sales managers. And it didn't really scale very well because it was so expensive. So training just kind of fell through the cracks. But now, the technology exists, the computers, you know, at least in our case, where we're analyzing thousands and thousands of calls simultaneously, that simply used to not be possible.
Yeah. And exactly what you were saying is, you know, before they would hire more people to manage it, or, you know, they would be able to have more visibility. Like, I remember my first company I had was an outbound agency, and I had a brick and mortar building where I had call stations and I had people that were working, and you know, I had people out there walking the floor, and I mean, it was a much different environment than today, where you have very senior level people making calls and having real deep dive calls, and those people are all over the place. Teams are remote. I would say the majority of companies that I work with, they have teams in locations throughout North America or even in Western Europe. So, you know, they can't be everywhere on every call. Yeah. And so the only way to really, you've got to have something pretty sophisticated in place to be able to help to make every call effective. Because Gartner released a study that I just read that was so interesting, because it was talking about all the things that management does to onboard reps, and they had different they had different values attributed to the different things. So it was, you know, product information and, you know, all these different things, and coaching, and then they asked the reps what were the most high value things that they got, and coaching was like way up there. And so it's professional development. It's helping them to be better. So really, it being able to coach them is something that the reps find valuable. And it's like, a lot of times I find that organizations hire somebody and they just stick them in front of a computer, and it's like, okay, here's your data solution. Here's your CRM login. Here's your territory. Here's the products that go sell it. And they're assuming that everybody has the same level of interpersonal skills.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. And, you know, and reps need to have agility. They can't stick with the script and still progress through topics real time and have that kind of agility. So how do you get the right things in front of them? And that's what I really like about your platform, because you can, as people are talking, it's analyzing what's being said and putting stuff out there like, hey, what about this? What about that? You know, so you increase the value of every interaction. And so when you've got marketing automation, which most organizations do, and then you've got all these other different digital touches going on, and you finally get to that human touch, being able to maximize that moment real time is huge. Let me ask, what do you think are some of the challenges that teams have when it comes to conversations?
Yeah, it's another really good question. I think a lot of the mistakes, so as some context for people, Balto integrates with phone systems for enterprise sales teams, analyzes what's being said, and then live in call guides the rep with helpful things to say. So it picks up on things like pains, objections, all those common things. And on our end, that gives us a pretty good idea of where conversation mistakes are happening, particularly in sales. And I think it all starts in one place, and that is that we consistently see sales managers coaching on basically avoiding the call opener. The call opener is the most important part of the call, statistically, for the simple reason that, let's say it happens on 100% of calls, that's going to be where the biggest game changer is. What often happens is sales managers walk around the floor, and, you know, John blows a pricing objection, and so now John gets, you know, pricing objection training, which is fine, but pricing objections may only come up 10% of the call. So even if you do it really well, you're multiplying, you know, you're limited by multiplying that by 0.1, where if you multiply the call opener and work on that, you're multiplying it by 1. So that initial bonding and rapport stage up front is so important. It is more important than like even the objection handling or knowing the answers to questions, things like that. So that's kind of what our data has suggested.
And you know, one of the things I find, you know, because, and I've said this before, because I'm a CEO, everybody wants to sell us stuff too, right? So I get a lot of calls. And
I think that's how we got in touch originally.
I know. And, you know, a lot of the calls that I get are really bad. So, you know, I know what's happening out there. So that's why I was so excited to connect with you, because it's a way that you can provide. Yeah, I mean, you can provide a consistent experience. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, that's what I'm all about, is having a great experience for people on the phone. I mean, it's not, when people are in business, they expect to have calls. They expect to make calls. They expect to talk to people. I mean, that's part of doing business. But what they don't like is to be interrupted with something that's a bad use of their time. And that's why it's so important to look at interpersonal skills as a very important skill set to have. And that's one of the least priority things that reps get trained on too, is how to read between the lines, how to interpret what your prospect is doing. You know, what is their world like that you just kind of punctured their work bubble and got in there. So, you know, how do you manage that best so that you get the most out of that? You know, another thing that we found in all of the analysis of our calls, and we've, you know, I don't even know how many calls we've made over the years. I mean, more than a million. And the conversation, it is so important. And you have this great connection. They hang up, and then they get sucked back into their world. And then you got to puncture that again. And it takes about 3 interactions before it becomes reciprocal. And there's a lot of data to back that up. If you look at the studies that are released, it takes a few times before the prospect starts kind of treating you like it, prioritizing that relationship. And the only way that's going to happen is if they had meaningful discussions with you. Otherwise, it's like you just become more noise. And I know over years, the noise has gotten pretty bad. I know you get that too, because you're a founder, you get tons of outreach too.
Sure. Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
How did you come up with, so I find it so interesting because there's a lot of platforms that claim to be AI. I mean, it's kind of this trendy thing now. It's like AI this, AI that. And a lot of them are just data scrapers and stuff. So how did you develop something that was really a true AI application to coach real time? Like, how did you come up with the idea for that?
Yeah. So humans are wonderful, and they're very good at a lot of things. But one area where humans are predictably worse than computers is memory. And we have a terrible track record recalling things that we've learned in the past. And there's actually a mathematical formula called Ebbinghaus's forgetting curve that basically tracks how fast humans forget things. Roughly 40% in 20 minutes is what is claimed, and as much as 75% after a day. And that's the problem with sales coaching. The call happens, the mistake is made, and then coaching happens a week later, and no one remembers the call. No one remembers what happened, and most of that sales coaching, especially when someone's screaming at you on a phone call, is going to go out the window. So how do we build something that on 100% of calls automatically gives objectively correct information? How do we build something that gives that immediate reinforcement? Because we know immediate reinforcement is the single fastest way to build or break habits. So that was kind of the concept behind Balto. And as far as how we built it, I'll defer to, we have some very sophisticated engineers who are smarter than I am, who basically started building out the tool. Then the premise is, again, it's analyzing these conversations. We're running analysis on these calls, and then we're actually sending that data back down to give the suggestions, and it's all happening in a matter of milliseconds. So it is some pretty cool technology.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing. And, you know, I know one of the things that that I've seen is this blended rep type of model where reps are having more of a conversation around the account management and sales and relationship management. And so it's not so much that you've got your frontline outbound, that's all they're doing, and then it goes to this person, it goes to that person. Now you have somebody with a much more sophisticated skill set that is really juggling a lot of different roles too. So we see that in a lot of tech companies, because there's the term SDR, and that means a lot of things. So it's really great, because like you were saying with memory, you're having a lot of different conversations with a lot of different people with a lot of different hats on, and you've got to be able to either have expert memory. And by the way, my last guest was Dave Farrow, and he has the Guinness Book of World Records for memory. It's pretty cool. But the whole thing with coaching is you got to coach for the right scenario based on what it's hearing. You know what? We're going to break for a commercial real quick, and then I'll be right back.
All right. While you wrap your head around all that, we want to remind you that this program is brought to you by the Vanilla Group, a group that's committed to give back to their customers more than just great leads. Their objective is to deliver a customized, strategic sales development solution that is sustainable. Yeah, we said sustainable. The Vanilla Group solution is designed to invigorate your entire sales operation. They provide your sales team with new revenue opportunities and a continuous stream of ongoing selling activities. Isn't that what we're all seeking? Achieving this mission requires a true partnership, though. As your trusted partner, VanillaSoft understands the objectives and meets your requirements. For more information, just simply visit the website. It's pretty simple. VanillaGroup.com. Vanilla Group. VanillaGroup. VanillaGroup.com. I think I said VanillaSoft instead of Vanilla Group in there, but they think they'll get it here, right?
Yeah. You know, I actually love VanillaSoft. That's a cool platform, too.
We'll give them a little plug here today. But
lots of love out there today. So that, you know, and I know from our work, we have relationships, you know, it transfers to multiple people. So we are working with all parts of the organization. So every time that relationship gets handed off to somebody else, from the time it goes from an SDR to the account team to the customer success person, you know, maybe back to the SDR at some point to expand in the account. I mean, all of those people need to deliver really consistent experiences. So, but I know that you have a data scientist that's working on all this stuff. What are you seeing as early engagement? Like what are you seeing that's happening out on the front lines that you didn't expect?
Yeah, you know, early engagement is a tricky thing. And you actually made a great point, I think, when we were speaking earlier this week, actually, that companies often have their most junior sales reps as the first point of communication with potential customers.
Yeah.
So naturally, a few things happen. First, obviously, the newer reps don't always provide the world-class experience, and that's not their fault. We're all human, and we've all been there. But second, also, they don't always have the experience or the training to recognize or act on the actually important parts of the call, particularly when they're nuanced. So they miss opportunities, like pain opportunities or buy signals and things like that. So at least at Balto, our solution has been, you know, hey, the computer will pick up that for you and tell you what to say. But we're trying to exactly address that early problem because the first step is so inconsistent. Second, and one more thing that kind of comes from that, is that by the time the more senior salesperson might take over the opportunity, the notes and the data that's been collected is pretty limited because the original sales rep didn't actually know what was important enough to, like, say, put in the CRM. So the ability to track the key points for the more senior person to eventually take over, or even for the original person to remember on additional meetings, and the ability to have them saying the right things on every call, those two pieces are what can make early engagement a lot more successful.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I know it's something that I find, and I think all of us have experienced this, is we call maybe a vendor, we're looking for a platform or whatever it is, and we're talking to somebody, and we give them all this information, and then even on the same phone call, they'll transfer you to somebody else, and then you have to repeat it all again. And it's like, why did I just explain it all to you, right? Yeah. And or somebody calls back after you've inquired on something, and then you've got to repeat it all again. And it's like, why didn't that initial conversation get captured? And that's part of it. A lot of it, and some of it is workflow. Some of it is, you know, people not really researching into what did happen in the account. I mean, there's a lot of breakdowns that happen. And, and you know, sometimes I've heard people think that outsourcing is you know, like, oh, you know, the breakdown between handing off between the outsource to the vendor or whatever it is. But the that's not the problem. The problem is just changing relationships, because you're going to have that problem internally or externally. It's all about planning. So capturing data, what is the knowledge transfer of that, and then a consistent experience when you take that baton and run with it. So that's what is so important. And I do think that AI is going to play more and more of a role in the live interactions also, to help with consistency, because it's not the same with every single interaction you have with a company.
That's very true, yeah. The ability to have sort of a flexibility around the conversations, and that's kind of one of the limitations with traditional scripting, yeah. Is that you have just sort of one text-based answer. And to your point, humans are capable of so much more than that. And sometimes getting them to that level is just a matter, I mean, forget Balto for a second, simply empowering them with the tools and the technical know-how to have faster access to a more diverse grouping of information.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Have you had, one of the things that I've seen is, some organizations really need some help to empower teams, and even reps mm-hmm. need to kind of take a step on their own and do some professional development personally. So what type of sources do you think are really great for reps if they wanted to, like, what are a couple of good sales books or a resource that you think would be good to point somebody to?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple crowd favorites at Balto. Both the Challenger Sale and the Challenger Customer are very popular here. Depending on who, there's actually a very sales nerdy debate internally about whether the Challenger Customer one's up the Challenger Sale. But either way, you should read both.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then another one that comes to mind. I would not say this is like. This is less process-oriented and more just like quick, digestible information is Soft Selling in a Hard World, which is a personal favorite of mine. If a new salesperson reads that book, they will be, a lot of the way there, you know, 3 or 4 hours later. So I like that book as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to provide the link right now to follow up on our webinar. Chris and I are doing a webinar on how sales and marketing leadership can lift engagement for teams. And we're going to get into more detail about that. So it's Balto Software, BALTOsoftware.com/sales/webinar. And you can sign up right there. So it's a week from today. And so we hope that as many of you as possible can join. And Chris, I really want to thank you. What's a good way for people to reach you if they want to talk?
I'll give you, we're talking sales calls, so I'll just give you my number. my cell phone is 917-373-0808, and my email is chris@baltosoftware.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Marianne.
Sure. And I will get Paul back on the line, and we will start wrapping up. Also, if you want to check out our site, it's Vanella Group, VanellaGroup.com. Please follow me on Twitter @VanellaGroup. If there's any topics that you want me to address either on the show or on a blog or something, let me know, because I work with a lot of organizations, and I really want them to have the best information as far as trends and what's happening out there and what they're seeing in the marketplace. And so I'm going to hand this back over to Paul now, and thanks so much.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio with this week's program. Part of the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you. Outstanding Outbound. Brought to you by the Vanella Group.